This year chasing our 18th banner. Roster so deep, our bench finally got an answer. We got the heart, maybe not the glamour. When you spell team, you best watch your grammar. Ignore the refs when we led by Tatum. Big ass and squeeze, corner threes makes them. Batman and Jalen, our defense at anchors. Brogdon off the bench, giving more flavor. Smart is the heart, and the best actor. Getting every charge, intense in the matchup. Now getting ready for heart takes and laughter. Cause you tuning in to the boys in the rafters.
What up, what up? This is episode 128 of the Rafters podcast, brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. I'm your ever-decadent host, Liam McDade. Once again, across the virtual table from my man, Connor Strayer. Long time no talk, homeboy. How's life been?
It's been good. I didn't get a compliment this time.
Yeah, well, I usually say my Dirk Nowitzki-looking friend.
Yeah, I was
going
to say Dirk Nowitzki, but nothing.
Yeah. Nothing. Yeah, no. You boasted about your running ability and how much more physically fit you were than me before the show. So I figured you got all the praise you need, because I'm not running a 7-minute mile.
True.
I toss up a 13-minute mile, probably something like that.
It's something.
It is something. I could definitely do it. I have the perseverance, just the don't muscles. Have the running ability. Yeah, I'm more of a walk at an incline kind of a guy. So like, I'll hit the treadmill, go to like 24 degree incline, do like 3.5 miles. Yeah.
Yep. I'll do that trick.
Like, it blows. Yeah, it's fucking terrible.
Half the gym's doing that. Yeah. Well, the marathon maybe will inspire you. The Boston Marathon
I had dreams. I always said to myself, I'm like, I'm going to run the Boston Marathon, until my buddy did it last year. And I figured out you have to raise like 10 grand to run it. And I was like, that's bullshit.
It depends what charity. Yeah, I think my cousin just did it. She had to raise like 25K.
Ridiculous. How do you do that?
I think she didn't even raise it all. I think at the end of the day, if you don't raise it all, you got to like give it yourself. Yeah. Like,
because my buddy ran it for 10, and he had to pay the last 25. I was like,
yeah,
dude.
You got to do a lot of you gotta have like what do you call those, like dinners, like giveaways or something, like raffles and stuff. You gotta have like a golf outing where people like have raffles. Like,
I thought you could just strap up and go. I was like, I don't want to take people's money. What a fucking scam.
That's what I mean. No, well, you can qualify. You gotta qualify. You gotta run like a 2.5 hour marathon. Most people aren't doing that.
That's never gonna happen for me. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's not gonna happen for me either. So that's what it is. But we'll see. I mean, it was cool.
There go my dreams of running the Boston Marathon. It was another squash dream. That and playing professional football, both now officially
I was
off
squashed
the table.
A while ago. Yeah, now you're like 27.
Yeah, I would say. I hope for a late comeback in life, but no, just didn't quite get there. Like a Jason White thing, but yeah, very, very much washed. Although I do still hoop plenty, yeah. But you know, my athletic days are basically behind me.
Yeah, you could play on the Celtics team. You could play on the bench.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly could, just because everyone else is super sick. Yeah. I could go out there. A couple outlet passes, I can do that. Fucking
layups to Yeah, we'll see. And it's cool too, because it's like we had the game yesterday, first game of the playoffs, which we'll talk about, and then marathon Red Sox game, and then I think game two tomorrow. Is that home in Boston, or it might be in Orlando?
It's home, and then the next two are in Orlando. Yeah, big big weekend for Boston sports, Boston everything, Boston Athletics,
and then I mean, I'm assuming you watched the game last night. Game one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, dude, it was Easter. I had to escape my family. Just fucking
Easter. Jesus.
On the couch.
Jesus came down and blessed us with the Orlando Magic first round. Another Mickey Mouse team. We're gonna get to go celebrate Disney after the series. I texted you before the series. I was like, 14-point favorites. I don't know. That's a lot of points.
Was it 14.5 or 14.5?
I think it was 13.5 or 14. Oh, yeah.
I thought it was 14.5 for whatever
before
reason.
the opening, when they opened it, when they first found out, it was 14.5. So I would they would have hit it. So, I mean, granted to them.
I was completely on your side. Like, my folks were like, oh, you think they're going to win? I was like, I thought the Magic, I was like, if the Magic are going to win a game, it'll probably be game one. Game one is when all the funky shit happens. So I was like,
Close.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. They did. And like, from the beginning,
half time was like close.
Yeah, it was tied at halftime, if I remember correctly. Magic were up one, I believe.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, and you know, that quickly evaporated thanks to three Drew Holiday threes in the third quarter, and everything just took off from there. But let's get into the nitty gritty of it. We'll just start off by saying exactly what you just said. We got the Magic. Like, this is a fucking layup, right?
No offense to the Magic. They do have a solid team. You
Mm.
didn't think so. Their team's actually pretty well. They play well. I mean, Wagner's good when healthy.
Yeah.
Paolo Banchero is good when healthy. Wendell Carter Jr. is not bad either. But they
Yeah,
got a
he's
good
actually
solid
been
team.
really good.
They're just young. They're just very young, and I don't think it's not their time yet. Maybe in 5 years, if this team stays together, I think they would have a
Yeah.
chance to go deep into the playoffs. But right now, it's just they're young.
They are, and I watched them to start the season. They were like one of my must-watch fun teams to start the season because they were awesome. And then I think it was when Paulo got, I think it was an oblique injury or something like that. And then they just fell off the fucking rails and they were terrible. Wagner carried them for a little bit, but for the most part, it just turned into some ugly basketball. And going into the series, the big hype was Celtics are the greatest three-point shooting team in history, which. Every year, there's a new greatest 3-point shooting team because they just shoot more and more threes. Like last year, some other team might have even been the Celtics were the greatest 3-point shooting team. Next year will be the next greatest 3-point shooting team. But then against the Orlando Magic, who are the worst 3-point shooting team in the league, and that basically showed off the bat. Like the Magic fucking held up. They kept the score close. They were trying super hard out there. The defense was actually really fun to watch. They stripped Porzingis a handful of times, but the Celtics were getting easy threes and the Magic were working for all their fucking points. And I was like, yeah, I can see the writing on the wall here. This is eventually going to get ugly.
Yeah, and looking back, I mean, I said they had a good team. They have like three good players, and after that, it just falls
Yeah.
off the bat. I mean, no
When I
offense to
was
that.
watching, Corey Joseph was getting valuable playoff minutes, and I was like, Corey Joseph is still alive, let alone playing fucking basketball. I couldn't believe it.
I don't know what I was gonna say. I don't even know who Corey Joseph is. I mean, he's only 29, but
I mean, I feel like he's been around forever. I remember watching him on those Spurs championship teams. He was their backup or like third string point guard. I was like, Jesus Christ.
wait, is he 20? No, he's 33. Sorry,
Yeah,
he's
he's been
picked
around for a
29,
while.
round one. Yeah,
Yeah.
2011 draft class. But I'm looking at their bench, like Jonathan Isaac. He's not bad, but
Again,
like.
I couldn't believe he was still around either. He's torn his ACL, it has to be 13
Yeah, no,
times.
he's been. I mean, he's only 27, but yeah, no, he was supposed
Yeah.
to be a big stud actually when he entered
Out
the
of
NBA.
FSU, yeah.
He
I
was
actually
supposed to
really
be.
liked him, even though I fucking hate FSU and everything they stand for.
But
But
yeah, I mean, he's on their team. But like, other than that, Paolo Banchero went off 36 points, had a really good game.
monster
But like,
carrying the team.
was that their
First half,
games?
Franz was up there with him. It was a two-man show
He
for
could
the
play
Magic.
well.
And then he just kind of disappeared late in the game. But he was balling to start anyway. And it's really like, I think I texted you, I was like, the Celtics are, it's like the old cliche, but they're just far the better team.
Oh yeah, it's not even a question about it. I mean, Tatum didn't even have a good game, and look at what happened. Like Tatum had 1 for 8 from three, 8 for 22 from the field, 17 points. He had a double double, but
Yeah, rebounding like a
really
monster.
didn't do much. Besides like that, like Derek White saved the day for him. Jaylen
Yeah.
Brown had an okay game. Like it was really Jaylen Brown and Pritchard who, I mean Derek White and Pritchard who, showed up and actually balled out. Pritchard. Talk about him for a second. 25 minutes, got half the time basically as Tatum had, put up more points
Yeah.
and shot better. Like 3 for 3 from his free throws, didn't miss one.
Yeah.
4 for 6 from three, 6 for 8 from the field. Dude put up a clinic.
100%. Literally from jump straight. Gets in the game, immediately hits a three. I was like, uh-oh.
Just, yeah, it's over. Once you see that happening, if Pritchard's is playing well, we're probably going to win this
Yeah.
series pretty easily.
Yeah, 100%. I was saying that too. Like it's kind of a classic this Celtics team performance where it's like Jaylen and Jason were very underwhelming. I didn't fucking notice Jaylen Brown the entire first half. At least Tatum would hit like a shot and you'd be like, ooh, that was really nice. And then like he'd miss a couple and you'd kind of forget about it. But he had one incredible kind of like fake turnaround, baseline, beautiful flick of the wrist shot that went in. It was absolutely marvelous. And then after that, he was kind of non-existent, but it was Derek White just coming in, just tossing it up, and everything was falling. Jrue Holiday came on in the third, but he was mostly dry for the beginning. Porzingis was basically a no-name, but it was all like the guys that you wouldn't really expect to just come in and ball. It was Pritchard, it was White, Al Horford hit a couple threes. I was like, okay, this is a beautiful Celtics team performance. Even when the stars aren't balling, I like to see fucking Derek White balling out and Peyton Pritchard most of all.
Yeah, I mean, you said everything perfectly. It's just you do want to see the Stars perform well, obviously. But I even heard this in the radios before the season, before the series started, and people were even talking about Jaylen Brown, even if he was even going to play this series, because he's got his lingering knee issues. They were like, "Oh, is he going to play? Is he not? Is he going to be restricted minutes? Yada yada yada." Some guy was even like, "We should hold him out for the whole series. We still win the series." I think that's true. If you held Jaylen Brown of the series, I still think we'd take it. We probably lose one, but I think we'd take it easily. The question is, though, like, it can is this? I'm sure Tatum's going to have a 30-point game next time, or come out and put 30 points up at least one game this series, and so will Jaylen Brown. I just think if you have Derrick White and Jrue Holiday rolling, when those two guys are going and they're playing well, this team's unstoppable, even if the other guys aren't playing well.
I agree completely. And after the Tatum wrist injury, I'm sure you saw it, Joe Mazzulla, I want to talk about him later. But when Tatum hurt his wrist, I was like, oh Christ, like not this shit again. He was dealing with it last year when they went to the finals, and the year when they were playing the Warriors too, he had a hurt shoulder. So it always seems to be something with Tatum in the playoffs. But I was like, I'd be perfectly fine with you resting this dude for the entire series at this point. I'm completely confident if you roll in there with just Jaylen Brown, you'll win.
Resting Tatum?
Yeah, resting Tatum.
Well, I don't think we need to go that far, do we?
I
Well,
don't think we,
after
I
this
don't think
injury,
we
you mean?
have to. Yeah, but because of the injury, I think we could
Yeah.
and we'd be just fine.
Yeah, I think you could even not play Tatum and Brown out there. I say game two. I mean, for fun of it, you just roll out the team without Brown and Tatum. I still think they make it close. I still think Celtics win that game with Derrick White, Pritchard, Porzingis. I don't even know who you throw out there, but you would probably still be have a close game.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have, you're never going to do that, but for the fun of it would be cool to see.
It would, just as like a basketball social experiment, I guess.
Yeah. Just to see if they can win one against the Magic with two of the biggest superstars not playing.
Because like the team is so well rounded, and I think you can definitely get more out of Porzingis than 5 points and six rebounds. Like he just didn't have it for whatever reason. Every time he got the ball,
It's fine though.
two guys swarmed him. Yeah, 100%, we didn't need him. But if you centralize him in the offense, we don't have Jaylen and Jason for whatever reason. Let Derek White just fucking free roam and let Jrue Holiday handle all the defensive responsibility. I like that fucking team. I totally like it. Get a decent performance from Hauser off the bench, which is hit or miss. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. But,
Yep.
you know, if you can get in your lookalike's ear and tell him to start hitting some fucking shots, I think it would be a layup. Like, I think we could beat the Magic in six without those guys.
Yeah, and realistically, they're gonna play. Like, I think Tatum's fine. They said X-rays came back negative, I believe, unless they're not telling us a whole story. But yeah, and we can talk about Tatum a little bit. He seemed like a little whiny baby, kind of that game. Arguing with the refs a lot. He's done it all season, actually. He's getting worse with that, arguing with the refs. But to his credit, he is a superstar in this league. He should be getting calls. Not that every he should be getting those superstar calls that
He should. Yes.
guys like Luka, LeBron,
Yeah. I hate
whoever
that
are
it's the
getting.
standard, but it is the standard. All the
Yeah, I
superstars
hate
do
to
it.
say it.
LeBron, Luka, all of them do it. So
Yep.
that's kind of the way you got to play, as horribly annoying as it is, and I can't stand to
And
watch it.
even
That's
though
just
people might not view him as superstar level Tatum, he is playing. He does have the numbers and stats to back it up. So,
He's the best player on the best team, so everyone else has to
yeah.
shut the fuck up.
Yeah. So maybe he does get a rest game next game, or I highly doubt it. But going forward, I guess, do you think that was a strong performance game one? Like, just did that, I guess, what do I want to say? Did that,
Instill confidence in
Yeah,
me.
instill confidence in you after that game one.
Yeah, kinda. Just because Tatum was shit. And even though Brown finished with 16 points, like, I would say Brown was shit. Like, everyone, like, wasn't that good. And Tatum's 14 rebounds, very good. Nothing to sneeze at. I'm not going to say that's a bad performance. But by Jason Tatum's standards, he was not superstar balling. And he did get hurt. And I understand that's an excuse for it. Maybe down the stretch, but he got hurt late in the game. But just the fact that we went out there, and it never really felt that close when they pulled away at the end of the third. And I'm like doing the math. I'm like, all right, we're up 17, we're up 13. I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, yeah, technically they could come back, but Franz had still not taken a shot in the second half. Like they were relying on fucking Gary Harris to score points. I'm like, yeah, they got no chance. So yes, oddly enough, even though both our superstars sucked, it did instill confidence in us. Like Al Horford looked youthful and very tuned up for the playoffs. He's fucking ready to ball.
He's ready.
And yeah, 100%. And that's kind of what we hope for all season, where it's like, God, I just hope Al makes it to the playoffs, because when he does, he gets intense, he gets loose, and he lets the ball fly. He did it. So yeah, it did, long story short, did instill a lot of confidence in me. I like this team. Derek White's the fucking man. He's always been the fucking man. Peyton Pritchard, same thing. I didn't learn anything about any of these players yesterday. I knew all the shit going in, and they played exactly up to par.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head there, I think. We didn't really learn much. This is how they've been playing all year. This is what they did last year. The Stars didn't have a great game to their they had a fine game. I mean, Tatum percentage wise didn't have a good game shooting, but
Yeah.
the rest of the team just fell in and did their thing and hit their shots. So it's like at the end of the day, if that's one game out of the series that Tatum doesn't have his stuff and the rest of the guys pick him up, then and we still win by how many? What, 15 points? Like,
15, yeah.
that's at the end of the day, that's what you want to see. And then you know Tatum's not going to have a bad game back to back or two games back to
Yeah.
back. He's going to have his game. So it's next game, I bet he scores that goes out and scores 30 or something. And then
That is a great
the
point.
rest of the
Like,
team's going to back play their ball, but they're not going to have to go off because Tatum's going to have his game. So
yeah. And as the
there.
Magic, like, you got to think, they're like, fuck, this was our one to get. Like, both their superstars were sucking, and then we gave up, what was it, six threes to Derek White. We gave up three to Peyton Pritchard, or four to Peyton Pritchard, I think it was. And they're like, God damn it. Like, this was our shot. Their stars weren't balling. Our star was
That
balling,
was our
and we
chance.
couldn't fucking get it. Like, that just must be so demoralizing.
That you're right. That was their chance to steal that game in Boston with Tatum only putting up 19. Because if you actually read, if I told you without telling you anything else, you didn't watch the game, you don't know the outcome, and you were just like, and I only told you this, Tatum and Brown together only scored 30 points combined. You'd probably be like, did they win or lose? You'd probably be like, they probably lost.
Yeah,
I'd
especially
probably be
going
like,
into the game, where I was like,
yeah.
this Celtics team could use a wake up call. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if the Magic win. If you tell me they combined for 30, I'm like, I think Magic win by five.
Usually they're both scoring 30 in one game.
Yeah,
So it's like,
100%. Or at least
yeah.
one of them will go crazy. Tatum will have a 50 ball, Brown will have like 40, and you're like, okay, you're making up for the deficit there.
So yeah, it's interesting. It's like they looking at the stats are like, oh wow, if you didn't see the final score, you'd be like, did they win?
Yeah,
But yeah, they
it's
pulled it off.
so
The rest of the
weird.
team bailed him out. Like you said, Derek White went off. He had a career playoff game for himself, not his probably best career playoff game, but 30 points, like he
Yeah.
balled.
And impeccable on the defensive end, too. Like, we said this last year when they were going on the championship run, but Derek White just hawks for blocks. Like, he's out there doing his best Dwayne Wade, Michael Jordan impression. He's got to be one of the best shot blocking guards I've ever seen in my damn life. And I'm not even trying to be hyperbolic or hyping him up, because I love the Celtics. But, like, God damn, like, he's blocking Paolo at the rim. He's getting up there and getting, I think he got Wendell Carter on one of them, too. And I'm just like, this dude has no business doing any of this stuff. He had an incredible steal on Banchero, who was backing somebody down and wasn't even looking. He wasn't backing down Derek White, and Derek White just comes out of frame when Paolo's not looking, steals the ball, and it ends up going for a fast break layup. And I was just like, Jesus Christ, like, the Magic just look completely lost out there.
Yeah, and it sucks. Like you said, I do enjoy this Mavericks team. I love Paolo Banchero, Duquette,
Yeah.
Franz Wagner's baller. Wendell Carter Jr., I believe, is a Duke guy as well. Yeah, he's a Duke guy. You got some Duke players on this team that I've seen play in college and stuff and grow up, but they just don't have it. This is a wash. This is going to be most likely going to be a sweep unless someone gets hurt here. This is
Yeah.
mostly, even if someone does get hurt, I think you can still handle
Tatum's
this
already
team.
hurt. Like, I think this is, you think this is four games?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't think the
Unless,
Magic sneak one at
no, they
home?
might sneak one just because the Celtics, they don't
Yeah.
show up one game. I think
Remember last year they
they
lost
did
every
this.
game too until the
Yeah.
Eastern Conference Finals?
They just don't show up one game. They just don't really care. It's going to happen with these. Maybe they want to prove a point. Maybe this is this. They're going for a repeat. A lot of teams don't do this.
Yeah.
When was the last repeat in the NBA?
Warriors?
Did they repeat? I think, yeah.
Yeah, they
I
did.
don't know. So it's been
Did
a
they?
while though.
Did they repeat?
I think
Fuck,
it's
they.
been the, I think it's been since the Lakers.
Is it? Yeah, 2010, 2011, or 2009, 2010. I'm looking it up right now.
List of NBA repeats. No, I think the Warriors maybe did it.
They had to if they want so many fucking.
I don't think a lot of
Yeah, they
teams
did
have done it.
17, 18. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's Warriors, Heat, Bulls, Lakers. Those are the teams that
Yeah.
did it. LeBron's Heat did it. Right.
Yeah.
Clay.
No, this.
Yeah,
I
they
can't
did.
believe the
It's showing
Spurs
the
never
Heat.
repeated.
It's Miami Heat, the Lakers,
Yeah, the Heat did it twice. Yeah, you're right.
with Bosh and Wade and LeBron,
Yeah.
then Curry. So if this team does repeat, you're putting them up there with those
Some
four
of the best
teams.
teams ever, yeah. Which like is very fitting, very fair. Like this team's loaded and they do deserve all that praise. Like they had that bad stretch in December and into the new year. But
They're showing.
yeah, and the talent is so unfair. Like I watched OKC blow the doors off of Memphis yesterday before the Celtics game,
It
and
was
they
bad.
still weren't. It was a dick
Handled their
kicking.
business.
Yeah, and I was like, they're still not close to the Celtics. Like the talent level just isn't there. They don't have the superstars. They don't have the defense. I'm like, yeah, you guys just, it's cute. Beat up on Memphis, sure. You know, Ja Morant isn't gonna be doing any weapons celebrations when you're down 50
Oh.
fucking points. But
We'll see.
yeah. I
I
mean,
don't.
like, don't, I think it could be a
A lot going to happen
series,
in the
but it,
finals.
yeah, no doubt about it. But I really don't see anyone even being close. Like, it just
No.
seems like such a lopsided affair.
If we're in the finals and if they are healthy in the end, if the Celtics do have a healthy-ish squad,
Yeah, then it's fucking over.
it should be it, depending on who we play. I mean, listen, if LeBron's there, I'm never counting him out in the
Of
finals. I hate
course.
to say that
Yeah,
as
I'll give
a
him two
I'm on
games.
it, and I think they can make it close. I think. Well, I wouldn't count him out. I still think Celtics
Yeah.
win that series, but I would never count LeBron out. I would never count Steph out. If the Warriors get there
Yes.
somehow, I wouldn't count that team out. I still think we trash them though.
That's a great point. I will level with you there. If the Warriors make it, then, you know, all bets are off. Anything can fucking happen. Did you
I'm
see
only
him
scared of
last
that.
night?
He went off, right?
He
35 points or
was
something.
fucking nuts. Yeah. Again, hitting some batshit shots. I was
Butler
like,
had a
ah,
great game too,
dude.
I think. Jimmy.
Yeah. Which is
So
like a
it's.
deadly combo. I actually really like those two playing together.
And I like the Rockets. I think they have a good team. I think they have a good
Yeah.
young team. But, you know, if, like I said, if they get there, it's only those two guys that I'd be scared of. I would give them the respect. The Warriors, I would give a shot, and the Lakers, if they have a shot. Every other team, I think you can. They do have, like, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, probably MVP, the potential MVP this year. I just don't think they're ready for it. And then the other, maybe Nuggets, if they, I don't think the Nuggets are going to get there, but can never count him out too, Joker and that team.
Yeah.
So maybe three teams have a chance, but the other teams, no, nothing.
I agree. Yeah, that's about how it plays out in my head too, I would say. Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough sell. I'm so in on the Celtics. It's I'm deli dude, I it's like a drug. Like I'm deliriously in on the Celtics. And I get it. It's only game one against the motherfucking Magic. I totally understand. And if they were to lose to the Magic like they did to the Heat last year or to the Cavs last year in game two, I'm gonna be bullshit. Like 100% gonna be pissed. But yeah, just I don't know. I'm fucking drunk on Celtics right now.
And the best thing is, I think we lucked out getting that 2 seed because next series we play Knicks or Pistons. I
Yeah.
think I the only team the Pacers looked really good the other day. Did would not want to run
It
into the
did.
Pacers.
Yeah, but
Wouldn't
we
want to run
stomped
into
them out
Giannis
last
either.
year.
Wouldn't want
No,
to. No
I would
offense to
love to
them,
run into Giannis. I would absolutely, that'd be
but
fine with
still,
me.
you have more of the superstars on that other side of the bracket with the Cavs, the Heat, the Pacers, the Bucks. You have more of the bigger name players.
Yes.
The Knicks do have some bigger name players as one you don't like.
Yep.
And Karl-Anthony
One.
Towns,
Yeah, don't even fucking mention his
but
name.
the Pistons and they got some good young pieces, but I think we're gonna cruise the conference finals here.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about the Knicks or Pistons in game in round two. I think we probably win at five, whoever that is, maybe even sweep, and then the conference finals. Then, I mean, then you got to think it's gonna be the Cavs or the Pacers, and I think the Pacers can give the Cavs a run for their money on that side. If
Yeah, I think
they
they
play like they
could
did the other
too.
day, if they
I
play like
really
they
like
did
the
the other day,
Pacers. They're like the Magic, though,
and if they're
at
healthy, they got
least
to
to
be
me.
healthy.
They seem a little young to me, but I love Haliburton. Excuse me.
Yeah, he's not ready
But
for the big time.
you are right, though. We did definitely get the easier side of the bracket. Like, we
That's a 2 seed.
destroyed the fucking Knicks. And I would love to see the Pistons upset the Knicks. I think the Knicks are awful, a
I don't think it's
despicable
gonna happen.
franchise. No, I don't think so either, because
Well, they're
they're
on
the
right now.
damn. Yeah.
They're up 9 right now.
They were
Around
up in the
halftime.
last game too, and it doesn't matter. Like, the Knicks will probably end up winning, and I'll be very disappointed. The Pistons might make it relatively competitive, but I
They
can't
may
see
make
them
that a
getting more.
six-game series,
I
but
can't
that's
see.
great.
Yeah, I see the Pistons getting 2 games at most, and then,
That's what I mean, a six-game
yeah,
series,
100%.
and
Yeah,
you
and
hold
I
them off. We
agree.
sweep the Magic, and we have a little rest in between. Like,
That would be
you beat up
perfect.
the Knicks a little bit. Not that I'm worried about the Knicks, but
No.
they're not looking terrible. If you got to admit, they're
Yeah.
not looking bad.
No, they're fucking
It's on a
awful.
team that
During the
you're like
regular
scared
season,
about.
no. We belt to ass in the regular season, just manhandled the fucking Knicks. I went to one of the games. They opened the regular season with that historic 3-point raining arrows, like in the movie 300, just destroyed them. And then I went to the game where they also kicked the Knicks' dicks in, and Karl-Anthony Towns put up a bunch of low calorie numbers late in the game when it was far out of reach, and we had our backups in. It didn't even matter. The Knicks are terrible. I have absolutely no reason to believe that they're a worry, but I agree with you. If the Pistons can beat them up a little bit, make them tired, stretch it out for any period of time, that's a complete and total win. Because I don't want the Celtics to even bother with the Knicks. Like, I'm looking forward to,
Cavs. I think
yeah,
we're
the
looking forward to the
Cavs.
Cavs. Everyone's looking forward to the Cavs Celtics in the
Yeah,
conference
that
finals.
would be
We're
an awesome Eastern Conference Finals.
And give it to the, I mean, I don't think we played all our superstars every time we played the Cavs. I think they took one or two of the games in the regular season, the
Yeah.
Cavs did. And granted, we didn't play our superstars in those games, or not everyone. Like, I think Tatum sat one game, or
Yeah.
Porzingis missed one game, or something like that. So it's like it changed. That does change stuff. And the Cavs know that too.
They were tied this season, 2-2 against each other. That's
But I think the
tight.
games they lost, Porzingis didn't even play, or something like, or like
Yeah.
Brown didn't play one of those games, so it's just not even. You can't. I mean, I know the Cavs are not dumb. They're not going to look at those two games that they won and be like, "Well, yeah, we kicked their butt." Like, blah
Yeah,
blah blah
no,
blah. The
100%.
Celtics stink. They know the Celtics are good, and you got to give it to the Cavs too. They had a crazy good season this year, the regular
They
season.
did. They were balling out of
They're
control.
not a team I really want to run into. I hope they get upset by the Heat or something. They're not going
Yeah,
to, but I hope
they're
they do
not.
get beat by the Pacers or Cavs. Because if the Cavs aren't in the conference finals, and we're playing the Bucks or Pacers or Heat,
Yeah.
just that it's not gonna go. Like, we're gonna sweep that next team and then
Yeah,
go to
it's
the
going to be
conference
like the
finals.
Pacers of last year. It's just going to be like 4 games on to the finals. It's going to be very
I really
inglorious.
hope the Pacers make it to the conference finals.
Yeah, that'd
I
be
mean, I would love
sweet.
to see the Cavs, but I'm not scared of the Cavs. Not scared to
But
see
they
them.
are more of a threat.
I'd rather just not see them.
Yeah,
They're good. They're good.
100%. They
They're
are
good.
good.
I just don't want to see them. It's like I
It's
don't want to
a
see
problem's
the.
better if you don't have to deal with it.
It's like I'd rather see, like, I don't know. I'd rather see the Timberwolves in the finals, or give me a
Yeah,
layup.
oh,
Give me a layup.
100%.
Timberwolves or Rockets. Give me a
Fuck
layup.
yeah. Honestly, I don't know any of
Grizzlies.
those Western Conference teams that are a layup besides like the Grizzlies, like, and the Timberwolves. I think we could take down the
Clippers got a
Timberwolves.
good team too. Kawhi and
Yeah,
Harden, they're not
100%.
bad.
Like, I'd be a little worried about that just 'cause Kawhi in the finals just seems to go crazy. I
Wouldn't want to play
fucking
the
hate the
Nuggets.
guy.
Nuggets, Westbrook came up clutch for them the other day.
He did, but he's
He
come up
also,
not
yeah.
clutch for them a lot too. And I love Westbrook. I'm the farthest thing from Westbrook hater. I absolutely
No,
adore the
everyone. I
guy.
think everyone loves Westbrook at this point, right?
I would hope so, because they used to fucking hate him and it would drive me crazy. But
Yeah, so.
you got to know what you're getting with him, because he's gonna do a lot of dumbass shit. He has the most confidence in the world, and it works against him sometimes.
Yeah, so it's like, there are a lot of, like I said, the only team I don't want to see in the West, like you said, or we both said, is the only three teams, more so Lakers and Warriors. I'll even take the
Yeah.
Thunder. The Thunder will probably get there, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, I don't
I
know.
think the Thunder could. The Thunder were my pick before the season started, and
They were.
I have to ride with it, because
I forget who
they're
I
the number
picked.
one seed. They look fucking good.
I think I forget who I think I picked Nuggets. If I go back and look, I would have to go back and see, but I think I picked the Nuggets, so which is not a bad pick either.
No, not at all. And like totally possible. Like
But they're gonna
he
play each other, I think.
I mean,
They're in the
yeah,
same,
100% they are.
they're
But like
the next round if they both make it, yeah.
I can totally see Jokic just carrying the show and going one man army and ripping whatever team is in front of him apart. I wouldn't be surprised. They
What
still
happened when
have
he won the
basically the
finals?
same cast. Yeah,
It's the
100%.
same team,
It
just
is.
different co no head coach. The head coach is gone. A
Yeah.
lot of
Which
drama, I
is
guess,
so
there.
bold. Yeah, like to fire a dude like a month
Right before
before the
the
playoffs
playoffs,
is batshit. Like
that
that's
is
so
wild.
dumb.
I
Why
read
would you
that
do that?
and I was like, excuse me, what did I just read? That you fire your coach right before the playoffs? It's not like they're like
Yeah.
the 8 seed, they're a 4 seed. I
So
think by like a game
ridiculous.
or two, too. Like that was only like separated by like they could have easily been a 2 seed, I thought.
I thought it was just a huge overreaction because
Yeah, they could have been
the
a two
night
seed.
before then. Yeah,
They were two
easily.
games away from the 2 seed. Like
Yeah, all those Western Conference, it's a gauntlet, dude.
it was,
Fucking
yeah. They're all.
one game difference is like a first seed to an eighth seed. It's the wildest thing.
But
But
the bottom of the league stinks. That's why, I mean,
yeah,
they beat up
100%.
on the
They're
bad
fucking terrible. The Pelicans just got smoked. That's why
teams.
that's why your tickets were $8. But
I saw, yeah. Four,
yeah,
three
like
tickets for $8 total.
they might as well pay you $8 to go to the game. They're like, please just
Pretty
come
much
watch
did.
us. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like I remember Jokic had a 45-point triple double and then the next day and a loss and the next day the coach got fired. And I was like, all right, this is a huge overreaction. Is it bad that he had a 45-point triple double and they lost? Yes. But that shit happens. Devin Booker had 70 points and a loss to the Celtics. That shit happens.
It's we'll see. Like I said, I don't want to play any of those teams in the West. They're all kind of scare me. Right
Yeah,
now, I guess we
I
just got to
know.
focus on not we, but the team. Celtics have to focus on what they have in front of them. Magic, you say sweep 4 games.
Yeah, like I said,
We would
like I
have to
think
talk
this was
about
their
that.
shot. I think this was their shot, and I think they fucking blew it. Like even if Tatum sits next game with an injury, I still think that we win. Like I have no reason to believe that they're going to play sloppy like they did last year in the first two rounds. If they do, color me surprised, but they just look so good, so ready. Joe Mazzulla is a fucking lunatic. Like he'll kill you. You're on mute, but he will kill you
Yep,
if
he's a psychopath.
Yeah, did you see that thing at when Tatum fell and was injured?
He was like, get up, right?
Yeah, the trainer's walking over to help him. He's like, don't go help him. And he's like, I watched it live. I was like, is he yelling, get up? It's a
Yeah,
crazy
he
person.
knows Tatum's a little bitch.
100%. Yeah,
Tatum is a little bitch
he
sometimes.
is. But they all have to do it. And I understand he knows that you have to kiss up to the refs a little bit. But I bet as a coach, you're like, dude, cut the shit. Get off. You hurt your wrist. You didn't tear your ACL. Stand up.
Yeah, unless it was that bad, and I guess we found out after the game it wasn't. I think it's just a maybe not even sprain. I think it's just
Oh, I
he
didn't
said
hear the diagnosis actually. I was looking for it earlier and
it.
couldn't find
No,
it.
I think it's just I don't think there is no. I think he just fell on it weird. It was like a little. He said it hurt a little after the game. He was saying it like was just a weird feeling in it at like during like right when it happened, but then it kind of just subsided as the game progressed.
Well, that's good because he did hit a three late in the game, and I was like,
Yeah,
okay,
no,
wrist looks fine.
he's
But it was
fine.
super weird because so he hurts his wrist and then shanks the two free throws after, and I'm like, oh my God, his wrist is terrible. But then he also shanked two, three free throws to start the damn game
He's
when
never
his
been
wrist was healthy.
good. Yeah, he's never been good at
Yeah,
free
I
throws.
guess
He's
not.
always struggled for not
So I can't
struggled in
even judge
sense.
him.
Yeah, I
I'm
think
like,
he's always been like a consistent like 80. He's never been in like the 90% for free throws. He's
no, I
always in like
guess
the
not.
80s. Yeah, he's never been good at free throws. Him and Brown are actually not that good at free throws.
Yeah.
Not a superstar good. Like they're obviously they'll make 80 something percent, but like they're not making in the 90s.
No. Yeah, Brown's particularly like maybe Brown just has more like bad free throw moments, but he always sticks in my craw as somebody who's definitely not good at free throws. But yeah, I was trying to figure out like if his shot looked wonky, if his wrist was hurt, couldn't fucking figure it out because he's not a good free throw shooter. I'm like, dude, make this a little easy on me. Should I be concerned? Should I not? It's
Well, if he comes
Easter.
out next game and just puts up another stinker, then yeah, I'm gonna be a little concerned. Because
Oh,
if he's not
100%.
looking good, even if the Celtics win, he's not looking good. You still gotta be a little concerned for like the series beyond this.
Yes, 100%. If this is something he can't rehab in the next two games after Tuesday, assumably, then I'd be worried.
You
Because
could
we're
even
gonna,
sit him. Like you could
yeah,
go
you
ahead, sit him.
could.
If it's that
If
bad,
that's a
it
100%, I
seems like
agree
Mazzulla is not going to
completely.
let him do that. Mazzulla is
Fuck
never going to let
no.
that happen. after, like you just said, get up. Like he's Tatum goes to him and says, "Hey, can I stay?" He's gonna look at him and be like, "Nah." Like he's gonna be like, "You're a bitch."
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
He's
it's
like,
like,
"Actually,
hey, that's me again.
you're not even gonna hit the bench this game. You're playing the whole game."
Yeah,
Like,
I'm playing 48. He's like, "Yeah, what do you get out there?" He's
what are
like,
you gonna
"Coach, I
do?
need a sub." He's like, "Nah, you're good.
Nah,
You're
yeah, no
gonna be out
subs for
there."
Tatum
Yeah,
tonight."
he's gonna send the trainer out to keep Tatum's car. He's gonna be like, "Yeah, go
He's
fucking
gonna actually
carve pussy into the side of his car with your keys."
send him out just by himself. Everyone else take a seat. Just Tatum out there. He has to go beat this
Yeah.
team by himself. It's Azula's a psychopath. I
He's
like
a
him, but
lunatic. He's the man. I think it's so cool. It's an entirely unique personality. Like no other coach is like Joe Mazzulla, and I think that's really cool. Like I like individualism. Every other coach is a faceless name to me because they all behave the same way. Well, they were a really good team today. You know, they shot this many threes, we shot this many threes, but you got to give it up to them. They try really hard. They defend really hard. Like it's always the same generic shit. Like you see in any post game presser of any sport ever. And then there's Joe Mazzulla where at halftime. They're like, "Coach, what does the court look like out there?" And he goes, "It smells like blood." And they're like, "Okay." And I'm like, "Perfect. That's my fucking coach." I'm like, hell yeah. Like, he's a crazy person, and I love it.
He's a wild man, but yeah, so he was thinking four Celtics and four, and then Celtics what five next series
Yeah.
against the Knicks or Pistons? Probably the Knicks, they're gonna play the Knicks, I would think. Five or
Yeah.
six, five games.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say. Yeah. It seems like a
You
layup.
think they
Like, the
can do.
Pistons aren't going to do any damage. It's going to be they'll play the Knicks, and they'll beat the Knicks in five.
And it looks like the Knicks are healthy. So last year's excuse was everybody, oh, everyone was
Yeah.
hurt.
Yeah.
Everyone's team superstar was hurt. So far this
There's still
year,
time.
it's early on. There's still time for people to get hurt. Because I
Yeah.
think it happened in the playoffs last year. All those stars got hurt. It was such a weird
Yeah.
thing. It was like voodoo.
But it happens. It's the Tom Thibodeau thing. Like he just plays everyone 48 minutes a game all regular season, and then by the time they get to the playoffs, their knees and hands are ticking time bombs. Like Jalen Brunson breaks his hand on a just shooting the fucking basketball, it breaks his damn hand. It's like, dude, you're clearly overworking your players. Derrick Rose's knee to this day probably feels like a boob because Tom Thibodeau couldn't stop fucking playing him every minute of every game and
He
he
wanted
tore
that
his
one seed.
ACL. Yeah, 100%. And like, it's just his
Yeah.
calling card. It's how he coaches. More power to him. I never want him as a Celtics coach. My buddy's a Knicks fan. He loves Thibodeau. I'm like, yeah, you're going to love him until you only have Josh Hart out there and all your other players' legs have split in two running down the court.
So we'll see. Like, but what's if people can't use that excuse this year, what is their excuse? They're gonna have to give it after to the Celtics and how good they are. They're
Yeah,
just deep.
100%. The excuse is you
We
traded for
could have done it
Karl Anthony
last year.
Towns. That's your
Yeah.
excuse.
Well, no, I'm just saying
You.
any other like any a fan of any other team, because like last
Oh,
year everyone was
yeah.
saying we only won it because every other team was hurt.
You're right. Yeah. And
What's it
well,
gonna be
this
this
one will
year?
probably be like an easy fucking playoff bracket. Like, I got to level with you. No one's like, oh, wow, Magic are really going to go to the Celtics around for their money. Like, no one's fucking thinking that.
No, but no one's saying that with the what's the two seed out? Well, I guess the Rockets and Warriors. You are saying the seven seed's
Yeah,
gonna run for your money.
100%.
But that's
Yeah.
only because they made a trade for Butler late. Like if they don't
Yeah.
have Butler on that team, I don't think they're giving the Rockets much trouble, to be honest. Curry
No,
by
I
himself,
agree.
I really don't. Butler changes that team tremendously. So like, but the other series are kind of the same. Like the like Lakers Timberwolves, like that's gonna be a series. Nuggets Clippers, that'll should be a series. And then Thunder and
Yeah.
Gr no one's saying the Grizzlies are gonna give the Thunder trouble. Like,
No. But that's the only circumstance. But then you look at the East, and no one is saying that the Heat.
I've heard
No
the
one's
Heat are going
saying
to give
that the
them
Heat.
trouble.
Really?
I saw us well
I
before the
love the
series, and then maybe
Heat.
not after game one, but
Yeah, I
they
love the
only
Heat. I think it's incredible.
it's a
Eric
wrap.
Spoelstra's the greatest head coach ever for making the playoffs with
I
this
agree.
shitty fucking
I do
team that
agree
they
with that.
have.
Well, they got
He's the
Bam and
man.
Tyler Herro.
They do, but like, you
That's
know, let's call a
about
spade a spade. That's literally it. Like, you have the corpse of Terry Rozier that they trot out there, and then they got that second year dude, Jaime Jaquez, who's okay. Everyone else kind of
Yeah, he's good.
blows. They just shuffle in no name, undrafted guys who go in there and give you 16 points, and you're like, holy shit, I can't believe this works. But no one is saying, at least anymore, and I don't think anyone who says it probably doesn't believe it, that the Heat could beat the Cavs.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's probably. I mean, they might win one game. I can see them winning
Yeah.
a game if Tyler Herro goes off, and then like you said, the Pacers Bucks, that'll be a close series.
But then Lillard's out with blood clots, so it's not even a fully healthy Bucks squad, and no one cares about the Bucks, and Giannis sucks. But
Yeah.
people will say, I know everyone kisses Giannis's ass, so people will say that's a competent team even with just Giannis, but they're a fucking terrible team. I
So you
think
think
we had a
Pacers
bet
in?
too. I think we had a bet that the Bucks would fall out of the three seed. I can't remember exactly, so I won't hold you
I don't
to
know
it,
if that
but
was a bet.
I'm quite
Three
sure that
seed.
it would fall out of the three seed because they were at the three for a while, and you said they would stay in the top three, and I was like, they're definitely gonna fall. They suck because they were up there for a while. But I don't
It was
remember
off
what
by
this.
three games, but they
Yeah,
were up there.
100%. But
The end of the day, they were pretty close. I said they would make the playoffs, I think, because you began this, they had a
oh,
terrible
maybe that
start to
was
the
it.
season. Remember, they were like so bad at the beginning. I think
Yeah,
they were like,
that might have been it then, which I would lose. So,
I said they maybe would probably be a top three team by the end of the season. But I mean, they picked it up. They finished fifth only by
I
like
think
three
you're right. I
games.
think the bet was that
Yeah.
they would make the playoffs, and me in my scorned hatred of Giannis was adamantly disagreeing with
No,
that.
nah, they picked it up.
Yeah,
I
I
mean,
guess they
Giannis put the
didn't.
team on his back. It's not hard when you have to go through the Raptors, Nets,
Yeah.
Washington, and Charlotte. Like,
Yeah. It's also not hard when, you're a 7 foot tall athletic freak who
yeah.
doesn't play basketball, he just runs and dunks. Fucking be
Yeah.
super easy. I'd be
I would
super
love it.
sick if I could just
Yeah.
elbow people going down the court the whole time. Like, I'd be awesome at basketball if I could do
Yeah.
that.
And then the win totals, I think we were, yeah, you weren't close, but I might have been close to the final. I said they lose 18, so I was off by like four games, which is a lot, but
I ate shit on that one. I was drinking the Kool-Aid for sure. I was a full-blown member of the Jim Jones cult. I was 100% in Jonestown in Ghana, fucking huffing cyanide.
what was anyone projecting too, though, that Cleveland would be number one seed beginning of the
Not a
season? If you told me
chance.
Cleveland Cavaliers would be win the East by three games, even, like,
Yeah,
it
I'd
wasn't even close
laugh.
towards the
I'd be
end
like,
too.
ah. I'd mat your hair like you're a little boy. I'd be like,
Yeah,
oh, that's fucking
that's a
adorable.
good
You're
one,
so cute.
little
Yeah.
whim.
I'd be like, nice. Yeah, you're funny.
And they
Well, this.
actually,
And they
yeah,
did it.
and it did. And same thing with Knicks. I didn't think the Knicks would be 51 win team either, so.
Yeah, no. But again, the East is pretty shit. Like the bottom of the East is ugh, God. It's the
So
Untouchables there. Despicable.
you got to call it now. Celtics going to the finals. You
Oh,
don't have to talk about winning it
100%.
because you don't
Yeah.
have to talk about winning it. You've already
They're.
said they will too, but like you
I
think they're going to
will
make it out of
put
this
any
bracket
amount of
alive?
money. Yeah, I will put any amount of money. I actually stopped gambling probably forever, but
Nice.
yeah, it sucks. It's super depressing. I want to gamble right now really bad, but I'm not going to do it. But I would put any amount of money
Tell you
on the
their
Celtics
odds
going
on
to
the
the finals.
Celtics winning
Yeah,
the finals.
I
Let me
might
see what
have you
that
place
odds
a
are.
bet for me.
Because I have confidence in them too, but I'm also scared to just drop 500 on that. Like, I kind of want to.
Dude, it's free money.
It is free money, but there's no way. I always have doubts. What are we
I
going
know.
with? We're going futures. So,
You could talk yourself out
Thunder,
of the surest bet in the world.
Celtics to win the finals. If you put 500, you'd win 1,000. You'd get you. So you win 1,500, but so you'd profit 1,000. You'd get your 500 back and win 1,000. To make it out of the East, though, that's actually, they're only minus 150 favorites to win the East. So if you put what's it on?
100 on that. You win.
500 on that, you only win 300. They're the favorites to win the East still on MGM. And it's not even, it's the Cavs are second. So you're really not even, you only won in a few hundo.
Yeah,
I mean, it's worth it. If
I think
you're really that confident in it,
the finals bet is the only one to do.
why not do both then? If you think they're going to win the finals, they're going to win the Eastern
It's
Conference.
true. You're right.
So why not hammer
Could you
both?
parlay them?
Nah, I don't. You can't parlay that. I don't think
No.
you. I mean, I can check, but I don't think you can because it. Yeah, it's saying you can't. Not an MGM. You can't because I don't think that makes any sense. You have to do them separately
Yeah.
because you're basically
Well,
saying if they win the finals, they're going to win the Eastern Conference anyway. So it's like.
that could be our end to the playoffs. If we both put 500 on
Now to go to
Celtics,
a finals game
Celtics to win the finals.
to win the no just to win the Eastern Conference,
Oh, yeah, to win the East, but then we'd have to throw stupid money on it too.
you'd have to throw, so like
Still doesn't get
1K, you
you
win
enough.
600, you're not even in the door at 600
Yeah,
bucks.
no, fuck no.
You'd have to put like 2 grand on them. 2 grand gets you 1,300. That gets you in the door. That gets you one of the worst seats in the house. But are you willing to put
That's
two
not true.
grand on this team? I don't think I'm confident enough to put 2 grand on that team. I'll just say that. My number would probably be like 200 bucks. That's the most confident I'm in that team.
I think I could. You could talk me up to 500.
You could talk, okay, 500. Yeah, I would be max at 500 for this team because
Yeah.
I just don't with I'm
With
confident in them,
what?
but
Dude, they look perfect. There's no injuries. They look fucking great.
Cavs scare me a little bit,
Because
or in injuries
last year,
scare
you
me.
could have talked yourself out of it too. You're like, oh, they lost game two against the Heat. Oh, the Cavs got him in game two. Like, you could talk yourself out of it. And then by the time you talk yourself into it, it's too late. They're already sweeping the Pacers and on to the finals.
Injuries scare me. And then, oh, well, West Conference Finals. Well, Eastern Conference Finals. I don't even have a bet for that for MVP of Eastern Conference. I only have Western Conference. What?
Oh, that's weird.
I'm not seeing Eastern Conference Finals MVP.
That's so strange.
Why is that, MGM? Where is that? It's only showing West, which is a strange bet. I mean, not strange, but
Maybe because there's an Eastern Conference game on right now.
maybe that could change the. Yeah, that could change the outcome, but whatever. I wouldn't bet on Tatum anyways, but because I think
Yeah.
Brown won it, right? Brown won the Eastern
Yeah,
Conference
Brown won it
Finals last
last time.
year, and he
But
won
that kind
the.
of makes me think it's Tatum's time to shine.
I just think there's too many guys on the team that can make an inter like Drew
Yeah.
Holiday could even be the Eastern Conference. Like, I mean, if he or
100%.
White could get it. Like, I could see
White
even
could
White
definitely
getting it
get
there,
it.
right? Because
Porzingis has a great season series. He could definitely get it.
mean, game one, Drew White's MVP of that game, right? He's already MVP. He's already the front runner right there. I
Yeah.
mean, he's not going to do that every game, but he could.
But he could. He's the man.
Yeah, I mean, I might throw 500 on that, even though I'm only winning a couple hundred, but I'm still scared to do
I say we
that.
sleep on it tonight and place the bet tomorrow because I will absolutely match 500.
Okay. Well, you could do it on your own betting app.
I do not have a betting app.
You got to download it.
I
I will
should,
not make you do that if it's
but
that big of an issue.
yeah.
Yeah, but okay, Celtics minus 150, Cavs are plus 185, second place.
I
So they're
wonder
saying there's a
if the
chance.
Celtics were to drop, so you're saying there's a chance. I wonder if the Celtics were to drop a game if the odds would get better.
I don't think they would. I think
Yeah.
those are going to stay pretty consistent
Pretty
odds, I
so.
think. Even if I think that'll be the odds for them to win, even if they play the Cavs in the Eastern Conference Finals. I
Yeah.
think it'll be minus 150.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Yeah,
That
so we'll see.
sense.
I might dabble in that, but I haven't really been betting on NBA. I bet the unders of yesterday, or the first game, or Sunday's games. I bet the unders, and I actually
Did it hit
got them. Yeah.
both of them?
So you gotta bet this guy I'm seeing is betting against the public on the over unders.
Yeah.
You bet against the over under is the public you'll hit every time. So you want to stay away from what the public's doing. If they're all going, that's usually an over. You want to stay away from the overs.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, it
Life's
hit,
too short to bet the under, though.
but I don't like tonight. I bet everyone's on the everyone's on the tonight. Majority of the popular bets on Nuggets minus 1.5. Everyone's on 72% of the bets are on the over right now at
But you
218, 219.
gotta think the popular bet was for Celtics or Magic plus 14.5, and that didn't hit.
Think most of it was, yeah. No. Majority are were on the Celtics. It
Oh,
was
really?
yeah, it was the popular bet was that. Yeah, I mean I think people are seeing the Magic as frauds. And 15 points is a
Yeah.
lot, but Vegas was spot on with that.
15
They
points
were
is
like
a
legit
fucking
spot
lot.
on.
That was horrifying.
Same with the other games. The other first round matchups on the Eastern Conference side, blowouts. Cavs blowout. Who else had a
Yeah.
blowout? Thunder blowout.
Thunder.
And who else? I don't know. There was just all blowouts. So
Yeah.
it is what it is. At Nuggets game tonight, 1.5 point favorite. I think they take that, but who knows?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna watch it. I'm not gonna be asleep. I'm gonna be awake. I'm not gonna be awake for that. So.
Yeah, I've been hitting the gym in the morning, so I'm like a 10 o'clock to bed kind of guy now. It's fucking
To see it
brutal. Dude, it's so
corporately,
brutal. Oh, 100%. Hence the glasses. I'm a big time pencil pushing dick now. I walk up to the water cooler. I'm like, hey Bill, how about them Red Sox? Shit
I
like
love to see
that.
it. I love to see
Yeah,
it. How about
100%.
them Red Sox?
Yeah, it's the most generic fucking reading off a script you've ever heard in your life, but it works.
It does. It does. But yeah,
Yeah.
I guess things are gonna be a wrap for this episode, right? I
I would
mean.
say so.
Unless you have
Yeah.
anything to add on the Celtics, I mean, we both think it's going to be a sweep this series, no matter what. Even if we rest one of the homies, maybe they drop one in Orlando, but I'm not seeing it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree completely. So I think
Maybe they'll.
we'll wrap it up there and record next week, hopefully with
Yeah, let's start doing it every week
probably
in the playoffs.
100% with a sweep under our belt then.
That'd be nice. Yeah, by next week it would be a sweep in Orlando. They get to go out to Disneyland after, have some pops, have some ice cream, and ride some of the rides out there, and come back to Boston refreshed, waiting for
100%
for
with
Cat and
Mickey
his
Mouse ears on.
with Cat and his little band of wannabes.
God, I can't wait. I'm gonna
Yeah,
have a fucking field day.
exactly. It'll be a fun series. We're just looking
All
forward to
right. And that's a later.
that. Peace.